Thank you, and welcome again to another broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. Today we shall continue in our study of putting first things first. We want to consider the words of the Apostle Paul as he writes to Timothy, the young evangelist. Paul said, "But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God." 1 Timothy 5:4. Here is an area where much teaching is sorely needed. Our society puts a lot of emphasis upon the administration of state-run welfare. In recent years, there has been an effort to reduce the number of welfare recipients. This effort has had some success, but not nearly as much as is needed. We recognize that there are some people who are deserving of all the help they may get from welfare. But we also realize that oftentimes people take advantage of a good thing. In Paul's instruction to Timothy, he is not condemning the help which is often needed and deserved, but he is offering a solution to an age-old problem. What do the unfortunate do when they can no longer provide for themselves? Paul uses the case of the widow. If she has children, it is the children's duty and responsibility to provide for their mother. The same would be true of providing for a widower. The children should provide for their father. Piety begins at home. In this area of concern, my responsibility is first at home. I need to put first things first and realize where my responsibility lies. Just think, if all people recognized this and would act accordingly, many of our welfare recipients could be removed from our welfare rolls. As a Christian, I have a definite duty and responsibility to see that my parents are taken care of. Let's follow God's Word and put first things first, realizing that our responsibility begins first at home, and then to continue to help those who are in need, helping them so that they might enjoy some of the pleasures of this life, but even more importantly, helping them to learn the truth and be obedient to God's will before it's eternally too late. Yes, indeed, let us put first things first. Thanks so much for listening.